I'm here at Marsh Lake with the current recreation director, and I'll just ask if you could introduce yourself and let us know your title and what your responsibilities are here at the community center.
Director Cressen.
My name is Catherine Sheepway. I work at the Marsh Lake Community Center. I'm the recreation director. I do a lot of program planning and special event coordination. I also just work in the office to keep the community center open regular hours. I apply on funding grant applications for like recreational activities and special events.
Great. Thank you. I know we were having a discussion earlier about some of the positive things that are going on in, at Marsh Lake. What would be your what would be a success story that stands out for you?
So I haven't been here for very long, but a really successful thing that stands out for me is a Tai Chi program that we've been able to offer, and that was successful because a couple of community members requested it themselves, and almost 30 people signed up for it, and on a weekly basis I see maybe just over 20 people coming out for it, so that's a huge success for us. The ages of the participants are kind of 35 plus, so we're getting a lot of adults and senior citizens engaged, and it was also successful because of the help of ARPE in sending out a qualified instructor.
That's fantastic. It's really good to hear. Do you anticipate running this program on a regular basis?
We would definitely like to, and we've spoken to the instructor about that already, and I think we're going to see what happens with the first 8 sessions and then take it from there. So right now we're offering one session once a week, and it will wrap up in April, but we'll certainly look at continuing the program.
That's excellent. It's really good to hear. So let's go to the flip side now. And since you've been here, and I know you've been here 3.5 months in this position, what are some challenges that you are facing here in this community?
One of the biggest challenges would be staff turnover at the community center because of an effect on our after school program. So that kind of fell apart this fall, and when we tried to get it back up and running in the winter, we didn't have anybody sign up. So we'll look at that for starting it again for the next school year.
Well, that's good. At least it's not all is lost, eh? And I think the other part that we talked about was being a nonprofit organization. You were mentioning something around, the stress of fundraising. Do you want to speak to that?
We always want to be bringing in revenue, and that's important for us to show when we're applying for funding outside money, that we are making an effort ourselves to bring in revenue, and we will do that through special events such as the Marsh Lake Ski Loppet in the winter, events that are volunteer driven. We have a Sunday brunch that happens 4 times a year, and it's all volunteer driven, but the profits from that go back into the community center. And we also rent out the space for things like weddings or special events. And that's where we kind of bring in money. We bring in a little bit of revenue from user fees as well, which are fairly low. It's $20 for an individual for a year and $40 for a family. So it's low, but it does add up.
Wow. Well, you know, you've mentioned this as a challenge, and yet what I'm hearing is you do a great job with fundraising. Would you agree?
I guess so. Yes. So we work hard at it, and yeah, what we're doing seems to be working.
So I'm guessing that what you're referring to is there's always that pressure in the back of your head of, you know, we have to show that we're bringing in revenue. Would that be why it's a challenge?
Yes, that's right.
Fantastic. Catherine, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Thank you, Mia.